Welcome to day 17 of our Kartik Inspirations. Today we need to look upon the pastimes of binding Krishna. This happened really on the evening of Diwali. It's a special time, but devotees celebrate this pastime throughout the entire month because it makes maybe the most significant point for those who practice bhakti. The Lord can be bound with the ropes of love. No one can bind the Lord. Not even yogis who travel with the speed of mind can reach him. Not even Brahma, the creator, can find him if the Lord doesn't want to be found. But he becomes subservient to the love of his devotee. This is expressed in a beautiful prayer by Satyavrata Muni, who saw the pastimes of the Damodar Leela in his samadhi and then expressed a direct glance in the spiritual world in these eight verses. And in the first verse, he says, I worship the Supreme Controller, whose form is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Upon his cheeks, Makara, or dolphin-shaped earrings, are swinging, and he shines most brilliantly in Gokula. Let us not think that the earrings enhanced the glitter on his cheek. No, Krishna shines out of his own body like a mother pearl who shines from within. And all other light, even in this world, comes. Therefore, Satyavrata Muni says he shines most brilliantly in Gokula. But what is his situation? Well, running away from the grinding mortar in great fear of Mother Yashoda, he was ultimately caught from behind. Yes, he had stolen. He had fed the butter which he had taken from a broken pot. He himself had broken the pot. He had fed this butter to the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan. Now he was afraid that his mother Yashoda would discipline him. So he was running, and Yashoda could not reach him. Yogis can't do that, as we said. But then Krishna glanced around and saw the love of his mother. She wanted to only prepare him for a good future, and therefore he agreed to be caught. What can we learn from this? Krishna cannot be reached by our own efforts, but he can be reached and even bound in our heart when he sees genuine devotion. In practical terms, during the month of Kartik, it's important that as we sing every day the Damodar Ashtakam and offer our lights, we don't forget that. We don't get into a mechanical practice, a rote, just, okay, I got to do this before I can eat. We should see how we can fill this with some essence, how we can be present in there, how we can relate to this mystery of the Damodar months, that the Lord becomes bound with devotion. Now, how this happened, we will hear tomorrow. See you all tomorrow.